My name's Bradley Swadkins, I'm from the local area, Northfield, just down on the second road there on your right.
Right, so this has happened basically on your doorstep?
This has happened basically on my doorstep, and to be honest with you, it's put everybody in fear, to be fair.
What? Just talk us through what happened this morning.
Basically, my mum woke me up and asked me to go to the shop for some milk, and I needed some cigarettes anyway, so I ended up going down the shop. And as soon as I got to the shop, there was like six police cars fly past me, and then the next thing you know, there was an air ambulance about 3 minutes later. And then the whole road got blocked off, which is Dimmesdale Road, it got blocked off. And then everybody's talking, what's happened, the police have locked everything off. And then hearsay was somebody's been shot, a taxi driver's been shot, a girl's been killed, loads of things like that. And at the end of the day, it's not acceptable to live around here and things like that to be happening, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no good for people's lives. And like, little kids walk around here and go to the shop for the mum, they don't want to see someone lying in the road. Dead, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here, isn't it?
Yeah, I was talking to another lad here who's saying he saw them covering over the body, yeah. And like having an air ambulance land, you know, 5 feet outside your front
that's
door.
That's what I'm saying. See, when that happens, yeah, that's how you know, like, people are not sanity no more. People are going crazy. Why would you do that? What? There's people there, there's 2-year-old kids, 1-year-old kids, 3-year-old kids that live close to that yard. And obviously, at the end of the day, they've got to live in fear now and have bad nightmares, bad dreams about seeing this all from somebody doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, they're still looking for the guy. I mean, he was running, you know, he'd run off from the scene. They haven't found him yet, as far as we know. What's that like knowing that, well, maybe only now, but earlier on, he was running around this place?
Well, to know that is very scary, to be fair. And people obviously are living in fear because of it. But at the end of the day, hopefully the officers and the people that are working on the case get the person that did it, innit?
Does anybody have any idea what started this all off?
No. Apparently it's a girl, so I don't know. Man, girl, relationships, arguments, money, drugs. Could be anything. That's how people live around here. Money, drugs, relationships, love, lust, everything. Everybody's lost in their own world, innit? It's crazy, man. It's no good.
What's just fun? I mean, what is it like having this like right on your doorstep? You could pop out to the shops for a bottle of milk and then suddenly this happens.
To be fair, I haven't got a word to describe that except for fear. I don't want to live my life in fear, no chance. But at the end of the day, if it's like this, you're living in fear, ain't ya? You're living in fear of other people. You don't want to socialise, you don't want to associate. You're going to just live in fear, ain't ya? If you think that there's someone running down the road after ya with a knife or a gun and they're still on the loose, then everybody from around here are going to be scared and either stay in the houses and not let the kids out, innit? That's what they're going to do.